The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 25th, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
I am sitting in this room, yes, and he, by force, you drag me away. I shall go to another room, because I will have another room. But because you have forcibly driven me away, you are killing me. Similarly, a living entity is ordained to live in a certain body for a certain period. If you kill, that is the interference. So it is saying that you are killing.
Yes, that's true.
The soul is never killed.
Soul is never killed.
But because you have forcibly driven away from that body, to become killed.
Yes.
That is killer.
Yes. Now, assuming
then
that...
You cannot do that.
Assuming that everyone...
Not assuming, this is fact.
No, assuming the sense. I am putting a question. I mean, every man who took part in the Kurukshetra war, assuming that they are to be killed, they are destined to be killed. Then, when they are killed, then Krishna's argument is the soul, the body is reached, but the soul is eternal. That eternity of the soul, how you are reconciling it, if you say that, what a man is different from Krishna, or Atma is different from Paramatma, if you say that, then how do you say that Atma is eternal? And what is the fate of the Atma?
No, the Atma is eternal, that is Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetanam. Why don't you understand? Atma is eternal.
Yes.
God is eternal.
Yes.
But what the difference is, next line, Eko to Bahunam Vidhadikam. That one Atma, God, He is maintaining others.
Yes.
And the others are being maintained.
Yes.
You so how you can make equal the maintainer and the maintained? That is the beginning of spiritual lesson.
Yes.
Because that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Every one of us, we are identifying with this body. It's like, if somebody asks what you are, that I am Mr. Such and Such, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. He is giving identification of the body.
Yes.
But that he is not. He is not this body. Very sensual. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dehina Svinda Sadhi, two things. Deha, this body.
Yes,
and Asminde, there is Dehino, the order of the body. That is the beginning of spiritual education. Because generally, almost 99.9% of people, they are thinking that I am this body.
No, that is true. That is the...
That is another thing.
Yes. That attachment to the...
Yes. That attachment or no attachment. He is different from the body.
Yes.
That is the first lesson of spiritual education.
Yes.
That one has to understand that he is not the body.
He is not the body.
That is one more reality. But
no, after having realized that, we have to deepen ourselves
now
so much.
That individual soul and the supreme soul,
yes,
Paramatma. They are also different. That is described in Bhagavad Gita. In the second chapter, Krishna says, the standard of God, both you, me, and all these persons that are coming here, we existed in the past. And you are existing now. And you become one.
No, they existed.
So when they become one, past, present, and future, they were different persons. In the past, they are different persons now,
yes,
and they continue to remain different persons in the future. So when they become one?
Now we take it. Small particles of water make an ocean.
That it cannot be. Yet Krishna says that we shall remain like this in the future.
We can't continue to be.
No, there is no amalgamation. It is clearly stated.
Even a drop of water, when you take it from the glass and put it on this one, and another drop of water in the tumbler, you put it, it merges in the one tumbler of water. Like that, of Atman will not merge with the Paramatman.
That water is matter, that is not spirit.
No, may not, so,
but you only feel not spirit. You cannot bring matter.
No, what part?
Now that analogy cannot be, because similarly, the water is different matter, and you are talking of spirit soul.
Spirit soul, I
you example. Here it is stated that the spirit soul,
yes,
individuality,
yes,
they never amalgam.
Then what is the aim of bhakti if you are not going to, merge with Paramatma?
Bhakti, you read carefully. Because you do not read that verse.
Nitya
Jukta Upasate. Nitya Jukta Upasate. When they come to the point of Nitya, there also the Upasana is there. One Nitya is worshipping the other Nitya.
Yes.
That is Nitya Jukta Upasate.
Upasana
means?
Upasana means?
Upasak. Upasana and Upasita. Three things. As soon as you bring upasana, there must be one person who is offering upasana.
Yes.
And there is a process of upasana, and the other person accepting upasana.
Then, we assuming that we achieve the highest of the bhakti.
Bhakti means that, nitya jukta upasana.
Yes.
That is, upasana continues. Here is their upasana.
Yes.
Here the devotee is offering worship to the deity.
Yes.
It is upasana. Yes. And after being perfect, that upasana will continue.
Yes.
It will never stop.
It will never stop.
Yes.
That's the fact.
Yes.
That is, when a man attains...
But Mahabhadi philosophy is that you offer upasana now, and when you are perfect, you become one.
Not one. I mean, you merge with one. Not you become one. You merge with one.
Then there is no Advaita Bhakti, there is Advaita Bhakti. True. There is no Advaita. If you accept that you remain different, then there is no
Advaita. You don't do it. You see, at a particular stage you lack merge, isn't it?
Meeting, I am meeting you. That does not mean we have become one. You are meeting me, I am meeting you.
Yes.
So,
then what is...
We are different.
What is ultimate object of the bhakti?
You are affirming this flower, this is bhakti.
That's all right.
But you are different.
That is all right. The bhakti, you can call it love, you can call it in a various way.
Bhakti means the process.
Surrender.
Where the process by seeing,
yes,
Bhagavan and bhakta,
yes,
interact. That is what.
That's all? We dealt with that interaction?
Interaction? That does not mean bhakta and Bhagavan become equal.
Bhakta and Bhagavan may not be equal. But even the Bhakti Marga, and he says, the Bhagavan himself declares that my bhakta is more superior to me.
That's all right. Whatever you say, they remain two different.
They may remain two.
Yeah, that is not Advaita Bhakti. That is Advaita Bhakti.
Sorry, going to the baby.
Two, not one. That is that.
Always, do you mean to say externally,
yes,
soul and Atman, Paramatman will remain separate?
Nitya Jukta Upasate. That would be what is there. Nitya Jukta Upasate. Nitya means everlasting.
Yes, everlasting. We will remain separate.
Yes. And that is fact.
Also, Jiva Doke, Jiva Buddha Pranam.
There are so many things, but here it is said Nitya Jukta Upasate.
Then we interact
in the platform of Nitya, where there is no birth and death,
yes,
that is Nitya.
Yes.
Nitya Sāsvatayam nāhannatayannuvāni sarīre. In that platform, Bhagavan remains different than the devotee.
Eternally. Eternally.
Yes, that is Nitya Jukta Upasate. There is no one. Otherwise, why is Nitya Jukta Upasate? Nitya Nityanam. The Nityanam plural number. And Nitya Bhagavan. The Nitya Yuddha Upasati.
This, if you take it even bhaktas, if you take the yini,
if you take
life of any bhakta, or even if you take Bhakta Vijaya, where so many saints like Shakubhai and Namdev and all these people, if you take it, they observed Bhakti Marga from the beginning. That is, they considered
Krishna. No, they considered there is Bhakti Marga is a means to become one.
Means to become one.
Yes, that is there.
That's exactly what I mean.
And that is not the bhakshan of Bhagavan.
Yes, it's the only way. Bhakti Marga is only Marga, it is a way to become one.
No. They never become one. Therefore, Nitya Yuddha Upasati.
Then what the why should we say in our Purana?
You can't say anything.
Mahadeva.
But that is not accepted. Then we have to accept Krishna's statement. You can say anything.
No, sir, I am not saying. That is what I am not.
At least you are saying now.
I am not.
So,
that is how.
You are, then is then which one is that? As you are not, and as Krishna.
Met with the Lord. Mirabai, met with the Lord.
Then
what is it meant?
You bring thousands of examples, but whether we have to accept them or Krishna.
No, I mean the doubt I am having is
that you now become out of doubt. That's like Krishna says in the 10th chapter. Maya saptamana prartha yogam jinjan mudasse asamsa. Here is asamsa, no doubt. Why you are in doubt? You do not accept Krishna. You accept somebody else.
It's not a question of accepting. We are all ignorant people in the field of
Krishna. Therefore you are in doubt.
I mean, we are
in doubt. If you want to be doubtless, then you accept Krishna. Maya saptamana partha yogam jinjan madhastra. Astra. Not that equal to it. Madhastra. Asamsayam samadrama jatha gyasati tatshin. So you have to accept Krishna. If you want to become doubtless, otherwise you will be put into doubt. Here it is said, asamsayam, without any doubt. That is the problem. And if you want to remain in doubt, continue.
Yes,
sir, this man, this man, that man, that man, that man. That is your business. But if you want to be doubtless, then you are doubtless.
So, we say in the Bhakti Marga, for eternally, the Paramatman, Paramatman will remain separate, a separate entity.
And that is all right. You cannot become one with
it. Then, in what level the man got to remain in a separate entity? Always in the same as the
Bhakti. The two passages. The one is worshipable, another is worshipable. That's all. Nitya Yuddha Upasati. Upasati means the worshipable is there and the worshipper is there.
Yes.
Then the question of Upasana.
Yes.
If they become one, then where is Upasana?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yes.
At one
but that is not the fact. Here it is said, Upasati. Upasati means you worship. Then if you lose this existence, then where is worship?
No, I mean, Atman got to go on practicing and try to become pure and pure and pure. And
without being pure, you cannot go there. There is no question of upasana.
Yes,
be upasana. Papam, jananam, punna karmana, te dhanmaha nirmukta, bhajante maha. Unless you are completely free from all sinful
desires, correct.
There is no upasana.
There is no upasana. That is
discipline. That is practice. Practice. That's like neophyte. One is practice.
Yes. That is the discipline in you. Within you.
That's like one student is practice.
Yes.
That is sabhakta pratita smita. This is material. But when you are pakka, practice, then you go to the Nitya Dham. And your business is the same.
Yes.
And here it is practice and there is fun.
Then
the upasana continues.
That is, our objective is to get rid of the but and death. that you want to be eternal, somewhere you want to get rid of your birth and death. That is what
birth
is.
And death you stop as soon as you give up this material body.
Yes, I am not. Is
never born, never die.
Yes, correct.
But we are seeing birth and death. What is that birth and death? It is of the body.
Body, yes, correct. Yes.
So
correct.
You are different from the body.
Yes, I am different. My soul is different from the body. Atman is different from the body. Yes. That is the conclusion.
Birth and death applies to the body, not to the soul.
Yes. That your karmas, you enjoy, you suffer according to your karma.
That is the body, all body.
This body. You are doing. How long you are going to do that?
So long you are not a devotee.
I mean, even if I am a devotee, I go on doing some sins.
If you become devotee, yes, then immediately transfer to the Nitya Yukta Upasaka.
Yes. I became a devotee, yes, a true devotee.
When you become a perfect devotee,
yes,
then you transfer to the eternal world and your engagement is Upasana
eternal. Eternal world. What is the eternal world?
That you do not know, you study.
Yes.
Have you studied Bhagavad Gita?
Even the Bhagavad Gita, in eternal world,
you become an eternal world.
What?
There is an eternal world. You know
that? Our Shastras say eternal world. Man, is he going to be satisfied with the eternal world? By going and enjoying their punyaman in moksha there.
That is moksha. When you go to the eternal world, that is moksha.
Do you separate the eternal world from the Paramatma?
No.
Is it something a world like our material world that we have got, physical world that we have got, is going to be another picture of the eternal world?
Yes. Parastatmatmavanavatavatasana. The world is new Sanatana. Sanatana means Sitana.
Yes.
There is another world. Parasat Matu Bhavana, Bhakta Bhakta, Sanatana. Find out the word. Everything is there. So now we have to stop and leave. It's just refer and birth.
Parasat Matu Bhavana, Yakto Vyakta Sanatana. Yasa Saleshu Bhuteshu Natyas Tu Na Vinashi.
There is a material world when you finish. And that will be there.
Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
That is Sanat.
Krishna's superior spiritual energy is transcendental and eternal.
Yes.
It is beyond all the changes of material nature,
yes,
which
yes.
is manifest and annihilated during the days and nights of Brahma.
Yes.
Krishna's superior energy is completely opposite in quality to material nature. Superior and inferior nature are explained in the 7th chapter. And the next verse.
That is an eternal God, Sanatana. That is never ending. So when you go to the Sanatana Dharma, God is there, Sanatana, and then you meet eternally and go on and then you carry it. That is all. There is no question of oneness. The variety is there, but there the variety is eternal, here the variety is simple. That is it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.